This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And today what I want to talk about is something that you've heard Alex reference many, many times over the years, and it deals with the history of James Bond, this series from Ian Fleming and Ian Fleming's background, and how if we wanted a clear example of the way that fiction, movies, Hollywood, the way that they condition us and program us and give us the future ahead of time on purpose as a form of conditioning, there's no better example than this probably most famous franchise of all time, right? The James Bond series and franchise. And in fact, over the years, when I heard Alex talk about this, it's actually what prompted me to go and do my graduate work on the topic of James Bond in propaganda. So my master's work was about this topic. I know it very well. And it's fascinating. And it's a way to actually document and prove the predictive programming is a real thing. And what I'm going to talk to you today is going to blow your mind in terms of the subject matter, because it's not just a situation where in the past Ian Fleming coded his novels with, you know, false flags and depopulation, Malthusian villains and this kind of stuff. It goes much deeper than that, because the most recent installments was just completed with the new release of the final Daniel Craig James Bond, No Time to Die. It actually has a plot that will be amazingly, right, no way it's a coincidence that it's similar to what happened in 2020, right? The COVID is exactly what is, I mean, not exactly, I don't say COVID, but it's essentially a nanotech bio-release related to shedding is literally the plot. I won't tell you everything. There will be some spoilers later on, so I'm not going to shy away. I have to dissect the film. So I'm going to have to be able to tell you what happens in the film. But if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, but, you know, that's just the way that it goes. So a little bit of background on Ian Fleming before we get into some of the predictive programming in the history of the Bond films, and particularly the new episode, the new installment, which, shocker, is pretty much the death of the most recent, you know, Bond. We'll put it that way. Yeah, in the background, we have Ian Fleming as a figure who comes from a very, very wealthy, one of the most wealthy families in the UK. And his father, Valentine Fleming, was a prominent banker. His mother was a lady of society, so to speak. He had a lot of influence with the government. And so by the time that Ian had completed his college period, his mom pretty much wrote to the government and said, this man needs to be in government service. He needs to be a secret agent, basically. So his mom pretty much got him this job. And so he was recruited in and from the Navy and put into the head of naval psyops. This is no low ranking position. And in fact, for many, many years, nobody actually knew totally what his role was. A lot of this information was classified. And then later British historians and writers like Ben McIntyre had kind of dug into this and found out, no, actually he was doing a lot more than people thought. In fact, not only was Ian Fleming involved in high-level naval psychological operations and black ops during the period of World War II, in fact, he was planning what was called Assault Unit 30, which was a bunch of basically a special team, right? Colonel Fletcher Prouty wrote a book called The Secret Team. Kind of this is the same thing that Ian Fleming was up to from the British standpoint. And they were actually doing these black operations and secret missions dealing with sabotage, espionage, you know, theft of Enigma machines and decoders from the Germans. And one of those was actually called Operation Goldeneye, where they were spying on Franco and seeing if there was going to be a Franco alliance and so forth. So he was actually doing pretty heavy stuff, at least from the planning perspective, planning a lot of these operations. So he got a direct insight into how the world really works from the vantage point of intelligence agencies and very powerful players. In fact, he was approached by Aristotle Onassis, famous billionaire, Greek billionaire, who said, I want to fund your first Bond films. So he eventually said no to that initial Onassis proposal, but you can see that he's operating in this world of, you know, billionaires, the elites and so forth. And he knows that the banking elites are those who plan the wars, right? He's from a banking family. operating in this warfare. So when we come back, we're going to go to Alex, and Alex is going to give us an update, and then we're going to go to the history of Bond and then the new film, how it just tells us.
InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, so it's a chance to support the broadcast, to get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Here is the headline from InfoWars.com. With the British government's own vaccine surveillance report, this is the smoking gun of smoking guns, even bigger than Fauci admitting they produced gain of function and created prion crystals to deliver the weapon. Even bigger than their own admissions of how they're using the fear of the virus to lock down global society and create an industrial collapse. This is from the British government's own vaccine surveillance report. It's on InfoWars.com. The story is by Adan Salazar. And the murdering criminals at Big Tech will try to suppress this information because this is all being done by design. We knew this 22 months ago. Now we know for a fact and have the proof. Alarming double vaxxed. Contracted COVID at higher rates than unvaccinated, UK data shows. Again, that's the government's own data in the UK. Alarming. Double vaxxed, contracted COVID at higher rates than unvaccinated. UK data conclusively shows. UK health agency data shows people over 30 years old who received two doses of vaccine, contracted vaccine at higher rates than unvaccinated. Government data also shows 70% of people in the UK that died of COVID in September were fully vaccinated. That's at a higher rate than what the general public's even injected at. And that is from the COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report. And they, just like the U.S., do not count people that died of the shot within 2 weeks of getting it. So you add those numbers in, and it is just massively even higher, not just double the rates getting sick. So the lie that when you take the shot, it doesn't protect you, but it protects you from serious illness is a total fraud. It makes your body create the spike protein, makes you get cancer and everything else. And this is depopulation. So all the top experts at the time, I mean, the who's who, Nobel Prize winners, you name it, former head of Pfizer, you name it, chief EU advisor, you name it, Wolfgang, Edon, all of them came out and said, you take these shots, it's going to destroy your immune system and cause blood clots and actually make you get violently ill whenever you come in contact with regular cold viruses, and they're going to call that COVID-19, or they're going to say the unvaccinated got you sick. They were all the experts. That's why 20 months ago we knew it was going to happen. I thought they were being too alarmist. I couldn't believe the globalists would go ahead with an attack like this, but now we see they did it. So we have to hold Congress accountable. We have to hold Trump accountable. I mean, he wasn't part of this consciously, but he's gone along with it. But the people that really have to be held accountable are Fauci and Gates and the UN and Klaus Schwab and Peter Daszak. They created the virus. They created the fear. They controlled the media. They had big tech censor everybody. And they're still censoring, trying to bully everyone into taking the shot because they know if 20-30% don't take it, that'll be a group like in a giant study that's not sick. And so they're going to have a lot of trouble covering up that it was the vaccine. But the proof is already out. They have totally jumped the shark. We've got to march peacefully on D.C. and the U.N. in New York and on Pfizer in New York and just demonstrate and demonstrate and demonstrate and expose them and let the world know we know they're behind it. And every way we can, get the truth out about who's behind this, because they're going to continue to release new viruses on us, as they've already said they will, if we do not expose the fact that they are using this for a worldwide power grab. So again, the story is on InfoWars.com. Only you can override the globalists and their censors. Only you can save lives. This is a societal takedown, great reset weapon where it makes everybody suspect but the people that actually cooked it up and released it, big pharma and the big banks that own it and big tech that censors. So remember that, ladies and gentlemen. It's all by design. We have to reach out to the people that took the shots and not be mean to them. There, I've talked to a lot of medical doctors. There are some ways for them to detox. In fact, the same things that keep you from getting sick with any virus are the same things that help you detox. All the key vitamins, all the key minerals, drinking a lot of water, and more importantly, never taking another injection again. I was even in a CVS today buying some nasal spray. They had an ad going in, audio in the background, for pneumonia vaccine, for bacterial pneumonia. I didn't even know you'd have that for that. And they said, oh, but if you ever had allergic responses to other vaccines, you can't take this. And so, just again, this is a total bombardment of our immune systems, a total and complete takeover. Please get the story. Alarming. Double vaxxed, contracted COVID at higher rates than unvaccinated. UK data shows. We've got to warn the public. We've got to do our job. We've got to get out of our comfort zones. We have to stop being jellyfish. And we have to warn everybody. Get the article at InfoWars.com. Get the article. I don't care about getting credit. Post it on your site. Put your name on it. It doesn't matter. Whatever you do, shoot your own videos about it. Talk about it. File your own reports on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Gab, on Rumble, on everywhere. Whatever you do, this is it. This is the sneak attack. The globalists don't come after you with armies and tanks and troops because you stand up and fight back. They come at you through medical tyranny, through the Great Reset. Please get the report out. All right, Jay Dyer takes over right now here on the InfoWars Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. And we were just covering the introduction to the history of the famous spy master and creator of the iconic James Bond character, Ian Fleming. And I was telling you about how he came from a famous banking family, and he had seen a lot in his operations, his black ops work that he did during World War II and later. And some of those names of the operations actually become names of later Bond novels and films. Even after Fleming had passed away, they kind of continued that tradition, as we see with the recent installments with the Daniel Craig Bond series. They continue. There's no question about it, that predictive programming element, and basically telling us exactly what's going on in the real world through this series. And some people say, well, why is it this series? Why isn't it something else? And I think that this is so recognizable. It was such a successful franchise that they realize that this is a great way to put out propaganda, right? I mean, even better than the novels. Far more people will watch James Bond movies than will read any of these stories or novels. And so really, you know, Bond becomes even more powerful than the nightly news, right? I mean, how many people do you think will go and watch this than can even remember, you know, the nightly news stories? You know, is it Brzezinski that says soon the public will forget, right? The news that within 2 weeks, and so we've completed our job, we've done our work, or maybe it was the CIA head, I forget who said this, but this famous quote about that the public will no longer remember what happened 2 weeks earlier, and that's precisely because fiction, Hollywood movies, are a much more powerful way to program and give us our stories and our narrative and our view of reality than the nightly news, even though the nightly news is obviously propaganda as well. So if we look at the history of propaganda, we notice that it comes out of the machinations of British spy fiction, believe it or not. So people like H.G. Wells, who was the famous propagandist, the famous New World Order technocracy proponent, he didn't just write a bunch of nonfiction, he wrote a bunch of fiction. And the fiction contained the primary elements of how he wanted to propagandize people. And it's no different with other British fiction writers. Graham Greene, right, the famous a British spy fiction writer. He worked for British intelligence himself. William Somerset Maugham, T.E. Eliot, right? These are famous authors who did time in British Secret Service who then went into writing fiction, and they would put into their fiction what they had really done. Sometimes it was more truthful than other times, because in the case of, for example, Fleming, what we start to notice is that what Spectre this enigmatic international secret terrorist organization is actually up to is precisely in the real world what the Anglo-American establishment is up to, right? And they even kind of stage these phony dialectical conflicts at the high levels, which are actually fought at the lower levels, right? People really die in the world wars. They really died in the Cold War. But at the top, there was a lot of coordination, a lot of scammery going on by the billionaire, oligarch level families to engineer these conflicts to bring us to the technocracy that they had planned 100 years ago. So even things like the Cold War, right, which, again, were very real in the sense of, you know, people going and dying in these espionage missions and these different regional conflicts. Really what the Cold War was about was something akin to what you see there with Spectre. Spectre is basically like Bilderberg. Spectre is basically like Klaus Schwab, right? And the World Economic Forum meeting, right? And we think that we live in a world that's not fictional, but fiction and reality have basically overlapped and blended. You can see it most clearly, even in these recent Daniel Craig installments, which we'll get to when we come back after this break. Number one.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JaysAnalysis.com, and we were just getting into the nitty-gritty of how the bond stories tell us what's really going on, but oftentimes they use projection in the sense that what British intelligence, the Anglo-American establishment, the U.S., the deep state, what they're actually up to, they will actually project onto the bad guys, right? They'll project this onto Spectre. Now, what's the origin of Spectre, the famous international mystery terrorist organization in the Bond series? Well, it comes out of SMERSH, which is an older Soviet counterintelligence operation. SMERSH was a real thing under Stalin, under the Soviet intelligence apparatus, and their job was to basically kill spies, right? Smits, you know, death to spies. This eventually morphs into, during the Cold War period, Spectre, the international terrorist organization, which is no longer Russian, Soviet, American, right? It's transnational, international. And of course, in From Russia to Love, there's that famous scene that Alex is always showing where we have the beta fish, right? That waits for, two fish to fight themselves. And then he comes in after he's arranged this battle and he basically, right, takes over he eats up with whoever's left, right? That's actually a classic Anglo-American establishment strategy, right? Quigley actually covers this strategy, but what is amazing about this is that this is before the war on terror, right? We've not come to the age of the war on terror, which kind of begins at the end of the 80s and into the 90s when we get the rise of, Middle Eastern terror. We get the rise of 1993 World Trade Center, which was a false flag. Imad Salam was recorded, of course. He had recorded the entrapment operations, and we all know about the Oklahoma City and the Big Nine event, right? So the idea that international terror is now what we have to be afraid of was already in the Bond novels, right, and in the Bond films decades prior to the actual rise of the war on terror. And I think that was intentional, and I think that they knew what was to come, and they were really preparing us for that age of the war on terror. And in fact, the last several decades of fiction have been preparing us for what? Technocracy. So the fiction, right, we often see this, is preparing us for what's to come in the next 10, 20, and 30-year installments. And why is that? Again, look back to the famous propagandists of the last century, H.G. Wells. He was preparing us for the technocracy, preparing us for all the things that he believed in the fiction. And the fiction, again, is so much more powerful than the news, the boring old news reporter, right? Fiction is so much more powerful than that. And that's precisely what British intelligence had figured out and what they really pioneered with coding their fiction with predictive programming, what we now call today predictive programming. Now, part of that is that they had an Official Secrets Act that you couldn't talk about the operations that you've been involved in. And so the British writers that formerly worked for intelligence would just put this into their fiction story. That's one element of it. But I think there's a deeper element. That's what I kind of try to argue, is that they're actually preparing us for where they want to take us in the future. And there you see somebody like Blofeld. A lot of people don't know that Blofeld was actually based on Aleister Crowley. Many Bondologists and historians of Ian Fleming have pointed out that several of the villains were actually based on real life figures as well. In Casino Royale, the first Bond novel, you have the Le Chiffre character, the Cipher, who is this mangled cut character, right, whose eye bleeds. That's actually based on Crowley, right? He's this sort of bald figure that you see there with Blofeld. Blofeld is also based on Aleister Crowley, the most famous Satanist of the last century. And the reason for that is that Crowley was actually used by British intelligence as an MI5 asset. he had done some propaganda work back at the time of World War I for the West, and now he was being used by not directly by Ian Fleming, but the group that Ian Fleming was involved with, this PSYOPs brigade in naval intelligence. Ian Fleming's higher-ups had actually determined that it would be a good way to dupe the Nazis and Goering and Goebbels and these people by using Aleister Crowley's magical persona, right? So they actually got Rudolf Hess to fly into Scotland through the predictions and astrology of Crowley, because they knew that he believed in that stuff and he was susceptible to that. And they used Crowley in this way. And in fact, many of the British intelligence writers, such as Dennis Wheatley, he was a high up British intelligence handler. He used occult process all the time. In fact, he was a big fan of Crowley and Crowley's occult processes and techniques. And this is why we get Dennis Wheatley also writing a bunch of occult fiction, such as The Devil Rides Out, where you have Christopher Lee, right, basically playing this figure who fights an Aleister Crowley who runs a satanic cult amongst the British elite. If you want another film like Eyes Wide Shut, go watch The Devil Rides Out. And the villain in that film is Mokatha. He's actually based on Crowley as well. And you'll notice that when you watch the film, he's very much a Crowleyan type of character. So the British intelligence apparatus was all about occultism and Satanism, is what I'm trying to get to here. And there's a reason for that, and that's because they had mastered the technique of using cults and controlling and mind-controlling people through cults. And really, the intelligence apparatus in the world very closely overlaps with cults. In fact, the first 007 was none other than John Dee himself. When he would write to his queen, to Elizabeth, he would sign them 007 as his personal signature, and that was part of his Enochian magic system, which was a intelligence-based cipher, right? He was using Enochian magic to basically code spy messages, right? Now, whether he really believed in invoking angels and demons, I don't know, but at least from an espionage perspective, that's what the Enochian magic system was for. And that's, so he's the first 007, so I think Fleming was pulling from this, and there are quite a few occult and alchemical symbols, names, and images in the Bond series, which we'll get to here in a moment. But again, Ian Fleming is really just telling us how the world really works. And what a lot of the villains tend to do, right, in this series of breakaway civilization and depopulation, they want to get rid of the population of the world because they have a Malthusian agenda. Now, I actually went into deep research into Fleming when I was doing my grad work and looked at the personal library that Fleming had. Fleming had quite a few works that dealt with eugenics, depopulation, Malthusianism. There's a whole section of his personal library that dealt with this. So we know that he knew what was going on, and we know that he knew that at least in his opposition to the Germans in World War II, he was opposed to this dysgenics, eugenics agenda. Now, again, I'm not saying that that makes Ian Fleming necessarily a good guy, but at least the indications are that he didn't believe it was a good idea to kill everybody. Now, the irony of this is, of course, that his own British power structure, at least a large portion of the British power structure, was fully on board with the plans of Hitler. They were fully on board with a gigantic Malthusian depopulation agenda. At least as far as I can tell, it would appear that Ian Fleming didn't agree with this. So at least we can give him credit for that he didn't believe that we should kill everybody. But what's ironic and unfortunate is that the very people whom he worked for, the establishment that he worked for, they 100% believe in depopulation, mass Malthusian agenda, which is, of course, to get rid of most of the population. And the old Malthusian, after Thomas Malthus' argument, was that there's not enough resources to go around, so we just have to kill everybody, right? This is the ethos of the British Empire for many centuries after, or at least going back to Malthus, right? This is their whole operating system, Malthusianism. So they're not really opposed to the agenda of Hitler, right? And when we come back, we'll see more about how that is and get into this breakaway civilization that the Malthusian elite want to create.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking 3 products every single day. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Also, X2, deep breath crystal iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, down and out sleep aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Survey of the different Bond stories and films and what they show us about what's really going on and how they are some preeminent examples of predictive programming and propaganda. And I was getting to the point about how Fleming had put elements about Malthusianism and depopulation and breakaway civilization. And one of the key examples of this is the story of Moonraker. Now, in the original novel of Moonraker, it's about the German V2 rocket program. So it's not directly about what you, if you watch the Roger Moore version, which is really goofy, it's not exactly that, but there's interesting elements in the Roger Moore movie version, which play on and sort of build on ideas that relate to where we're going now. So in the novel, it's Hugo Drax is the villain, and he's this, depopulation proponent who wants to basically destroy Britain for vengeance for things that happened to him when he was young, right? So he's angry and he wants to, in a way, get rid of England, and he thinks England's standing in the way of the evolution of humanity and this kind of stuff. But more interesting than the novel is what they do in the goofy Roger Moore version, right, where they expand it to Hugo Drax being a character who wants to radically depopulate, and not just depopulate, but actually pick out the select babes of each race and breed with each one of the members of that of those babes to create a new humanity. So he's really wants to be, and he identifies himself as this in the movie, the new Adam, right? He wants to create a new Garden of Eden. And so he has an Aztec temple where he set up his underground base and lair. And you know, for decades, people, oh, this is so fantastical, so crazy. But I mean, this is precisely the kinds of things that Epstein was up to, right? If we know about the genetics lab and the cloning and what they wanted to do with trying to seed. And this was even in mainstream news, right, about Epstein. He wanted to reseed the earth with his own offspring, right, from these different host women that were basically, I guess, sex slaves or something like that, right? I mean, this is reality, right? Now, I don't think that obviously Epstein wasn't going on and doing this stuff back at the time that Fleming was writing. But the point is that this is the mindset of the elite. And that's what Ian Fleming is telling us in these various stories. Right. And even though Ian Fleming didn't write the Moonraker movie, the idea is still there. Right. That this Malthusian agenda wants to reconstitute and rebuild the world by a breakaway civilization. And one thing that we get in Moonraker is the idea of bio-release. In Moonraker, it's Drax's plan to basically go on a space station, which he calls Noah's Ark. It's actually called Project Noah. It's a breakaway civilization. They're going to depopulate the Earth, and then he's going to come back, right, and set up a new Garden of Eden as a God the Father figure, right? And that's, again, a real plan. There are elites in the world that really plan this kind of stuff. If we think about other films like Diamonds Are Forever, right, you get the same idea of Blofeld doing something like a secret space program. He's operating with the intention of using fronts and covers to fund his secret space program, which is really just an operation to destroy the West, right? It's another great reset agenda. And in fact, in a couple of the Bond stories, it's explicitly said in On Her Majesty's Secret Service, for example, that the Blofeld character wants to put England back into the Stone Age. He wants to reset the West as a punishment for whatever he perceives, right, the West to have done wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to highlight again, because I've never really gone too deep into On Her Majesty's Secret Service, except on a couple occasions, but both the book and the movie, which is famous because it's the atypical Bond, right? It's the George Lazenby, right? He was only Bond once. But there's actually a tremendous amount of propaganda in that film. It's actually a really well-made film, too. In that film, Blofeld has set up an allergy clinic, which doubles as a front for mind control. And he brings in all of these basically pop stars and models from England, right? He recruits, again, the most beautiful women, brings them to this allergy clinic, and then he mind controls them. He does like an MKUltra type operation on these sex kitten operatives. And the plan is to take them back to England so that they can release a weapon, a bioweapon. And also, Blofeld explicitly in the movie has a plan to use vaccines. It's actually in the screenplay. He says, yes, and I'm going to vaccinate England. And by a combination of the release and the vaccine, he says, I will reduce England back to the Stone Age. So he wants to depopulate the West, ultimately, through this bioweapon that's a binary weapon that only initiates when you have the two components brought together through the food, poisoning the food supply, and through the vaccinations. So it's a really ingenious plot on the part of Blofeld. And I wonder where – have we ever seen anything like that? I wonder. Now, to make it even more amazing is that when we get to the new series, we're going to find something exactly like that but even more detailed. And the most recent Bond film, No Time to Die, it began filming 2018, 2019. And, of course, the CUFID so-called release pushed this back, right? CUFID, the COVID release, all this stuff, that actually pushed back the release of the film until you know, the last couple weekends or this weekend, whenever the premiere was. And
the plot is what we are going through. Now, it's not directly, they don't say the word COVID, but it's a bio-release. And we'll get to that in just a second. But before we get to that, I want to kind of give you a run-through of some of the highlights of the Daniel Craig installments, because it's not just No Time to Die, this most recent installment that has so much powerful predictive programming. It's actually all of the Daniel Craig installments. And, you know, exactly why that is, I don't know for sure, but my speculation would be that, again, because these are so prominently displayed, they're going to be blockbusters. They know they're going to be blockbusters. It's the one of the, you know, most popular franchise in the history of the world. It's up there with Star Wars and Harry Potter. We know that a lot of people are going to be getting messages. They're going to be getting influence from these films. And so if we look at Casino Royale, which was the reboot with the first Daniel Craig installment back in, I don't know, what was it, 2004 or 5, somewhere in there, you actually have references to big-scale terror events and put options, right? Now, this is only, you know, a few years after 9/11, and you have explicit reference to the plane bombing that's going to take place in Casino Royale being related to foreknowledge on the part of corporations and traders who apparently had foreknowledge of this event, and so there were options put on the airlines collapsing, right? There's other elements that are in Casino Royale that are pretty interesting too, but probably the least critically appraised was Quantum of Solace. But aside from Spectre and the No Time to Die recent installment, Quantum of Solace actually had one of the most insightful elements of how the global elite work, and that's because there's a bad guy who works for Spectre, and that his name is Mr. Green, and yes, he is a proponent of the green agenda. Believe it or not, Mr. Green has a plan to corner the market on water supplies, right? And basically privatizing water. And then what he wants to do is create an artificial drought through owning the water. And then by doing this, eventually what he plans to do is to sink and destroy the dollar. It's a big scale monetary scam that he has worked out. And in this artificial resource scarcity plan that he has, when he sinks the dollar, he will then buy up everything in these markets for pennies on the dollar. So it's basically a big IMF World Bank scam to crash the dollar and buy up the resources, privatize all the resources. And what do you know? This exactly matches the very plans of Klaus, the IMF, the World Bank, and what they're doing now. And what better example than CUFID, right? The 2020 events. Right. All of that had the effect of consolidating and transferring the wealth to the Fortune 100. How many millions of small business owners were put out of business? How many millions of people have been put out of work? Right. Over not just last year, but now the mandates this year. Millions of people, 4 or 5 million people out of work for refusing the savvies, you see. And this is amazing because this controlled scarcity, controlled resource, shutting down the supply lines is exactly what Spectre does in the movies. Literally. Mr. Green. And it's a scam. There's a great line when Mr. Green says, "You should know, Mr. Bond, that we work with fascists. We work with leftists. We work with liberals and the right, and we don't care because our..."
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. We are covering the amazing predictive elements in Hollywood films and especially the Bond series. And if you want to read more about this, I have two books that actually cover this. In fact, I dedicated about 50, 60 pages to the Bond series alone in my book, Esoteric Hollywood 1. There's also a sequel, which is actually better written. And if you want signed copies of that, you can go to jaysanalysis.com. And in the shop, you can get signed copies of my books where I decode this stuff in extreme depth. And most people, I think, find those to be really helpful ways to wake up friends and family, because everybody loves movies, right? We all like to go and watch films, especially when they're good. But when we're able to watch them with new eyes, when we can see that the propaganda and the occult elements, the symbolism, right, when we can decode it at that level, the films become basically proofs of the existence of the global elite and the New World Order. And we were talking about Quantum of Solace. We were talking about the bad guys there and how they're really doing what the elite are doing now in terms of the economic, right, strategy of what the so-called pandemic of 2020 and now the mandates and all of this now, which is preparing us for the Great Reset. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that the villains of the Bond series, especially even in the most recent installments with Daniel Craig, these villains are doing basically what Klaus Schwab, what the elite are doing now, right? And so if we come to the next one in that series, we get to Skyfall.
In Skyfall, the Bond villain is played by Javier Bardem, and he is Silva, and he's this sort of blonde a hacker character, probably trying to allude to a Julian Assange figure, right, to make Assange look like a bad guy, a villain. That was a big, you know, news topic at the time when Skyfall came out. I mean, it was some years after the initial WikiLeaks material, but in my view, they really wanted to paint Assange as a kind of a propaganda villain who is not a, he's not, he's a good guy. He's a hero, not a villain. And in Skyfall, what happens is that Silva, this Assange-ish character, is basically doing false flag hacks, right? So they're hacking, right? And they're claiming to hack all of these institutions. But we find out that it's actually high-level British intelligence operatives who are doing it. And it's actually Silva. Silva himself was formerly British intelligence. That's what we learned by the end of that series. And so the hacks were essentially fake. They were false. They were false. Like, this sounds just like Cyber Polygon, is what I'm trying to say. Right? Klaus's recent symposium where he said after COVID, there would be nothing like Cyber Polygon. These hack attacks will make the COVID release look like nothing. Right? And that's what we've seen, right? We've seen the initial phases already in the last month of these so-called hack attacks. Exactly the very thing that Silva does in the Bond series, in the Bond installment Skyfall. He's doing what Cyber Polygon does. So again, every one of these is literally telling us what they're going to be doing ahead of time. Now, I forgot to mention in Casino Royale, Bond gets microchipped. He gets a microchip. In fact, they even allude to nanotech, right? Chips, right, which are just nanotechnology in the blood, even before No Time to Die, which will actually be a central plot theme in the most recent installment. I think it's in Spectre. I think it's Spectre. Bond gets an injection, which is some sort of nanotech blood reading material that can tell, like, his heart rate and if he's unhealthy or if he's got some kind of condition. That's what we just saw, what CBS and DARPA put out this recent series or the 60 Minutes talking about how DARPA has developed this nanotech injection that can now give readings of your health based on what's in the blood, right? That's in the Bond. That's in the Bond installment. I'm pretty sure I'm going from here. I think it's a Spectre. But when we get to Spectre, what happens is that now Bond has to face this great villain that's been behind these different color-themed organizations. You remember there was a Mr. White. There was a Mr. Green. Right, which could have, of course, alchemical related significance, but in my view, it could also signify color revolutions, right? Just like in the real world, we have these color revolutions, which are basically engineered, created things that the State Department and other entities, the CIA, have funded for decades as these ways to destabilize the former Soviet bloc countries. The color revolution model is probably what's being signified in the Bond series by the villains having these different color-coded names. By the time that we get to Spectre, what Blofeld is up to is precisely, again, the thing that Klaus and the World Economic Forum are literally up to, which is to create not just the Five Eyes or the Seven Eyes intelligence apparatus of the Western countries together, linked together for democracy and freedom. He wants to subvert and hack and use those institutions, and he's got moles within these Western governments in the intelligence apparatuses, right, apparatchiks, who are working for him, for Blofeld, who exists in some, you know, off-grid compound somewhere that's a giant, basically private DARPA surveillance grid that he has. He's got his own private NSA that he set up, and he's able through the back doors to hack into everybody's surveillance system. And that's how he has foreknowledge of everybody. He knows what everybody's up to. He can look at anybody, hack into any CCTV camera anywhere, any computer anywhere. All of the backdoor technology, which is real, the Promise software, all that backdoor technology is what Blofeld has in Spectre. And he's basically blackmailing all of the different Western intelligence countries, or agencies and the countries underneath them by false flag terror. Anytime that there is a nation that doesn't go along with his program, you get the magic terror attacks, right? And then you look bad, so you got to go along. And what is the end game of this? Well, the end game is to destroy their economies and use the false flag terror to get them to opt into this total technocratic surveillance system where you're tracked and traced in your whole life and throughout your whole day. So he's setting up the technocratic control grid. That's the plot of Spectre. And this, of course, is, I think everybody knows, this is based on kind of what was coming out at the time from Snowden and all those leaks, right, relating to the NSA, which is all true. But it's just, again, all of that NSA stuff with Snowden, the leaks that come out of WikiLeaks, it's not disconnected from the stuff that we are experiencing today. We wouldn't have the COVID response without the anthrax release around the time of 9/11. 9/11 and the anthrax false flag is what allowed the government to have the protocols ready, the very protocols that are invoked in Crimson Contagion. Crimson Contagion says we're going to roll out the emergency response protocols that were planned both in the Crimson Contagion exercise that's based on the anthrax response of 9/11, which was, everybody knows, a false flag. It was anthrax that originated in a government lab, right? So guess what? Now when we come to the most recent installment, spoiler alert, I'm going to have to tell you what happens because it's part of the story here, is that in this new installment, we get a Bond who is thinking, you know, he's gotten rid of Blofeld, he's gotten rid of Spectre, but it turns out that there's this other figure who's kind of the last representation of Spectre, which is the Rami Malek character who's basically Dr. No, right? And Dr. No is, of course, going back to, you know, the early, I think it's the first installment of the films. Was the first one was Dr. No. There was a Casino Royale that's not very good, but so we're going back to the origins, and the irony is that the Bond franchise is basically surrendering to not just geopolitical technocracy, but to the death of the old ideas. In the opening sequence, we actually see. Britannia sinking down in the abyss. And most of the time in the Bond franchise, the opening sequence gives us the clues to what's coming in that installment, right? So this is actually the end of Bond. This is the end of the franchise. It's the end of the Western patriarchy, right, supposedly, giving way to the woke agenda. That's a part of how I interpret this series, because what happens is the plot is basically just that this new villain who is apparently linked to Spectre, the Rami Malek character, Dr. No, has a radical Malthusian agenda. What do you know? He wants to release a nanotech bioweapon that is a race-specific bioweapon. And this is actually mentioned in the screenplay. Where does that come from? The PNAC documents, Project for New American Century. It actually contains the mentioning of race-specific bioweapons being the weapons of the coming future warfare. In this plot, Rami Malek has released this. He doesn't release the full thing, but he does some test examples of this, and it targets specific genomes, specific people, and it can kill them, as they call it, the perfect assassin. And so Bond is tainted with this, right, at the end of the story, and of course Bond has to die, right? This is the end, this is the death of Bond, which signifies the death of the West, the death of Western patriarchy, the death of Britannia and the Anglo-American establishment. Why? To give way to the new technocratic order that is coming in. Filming began in 2018, 2019. And it's about a weaponized bio-release of smallpox in this story. But it's not just smallpox. It's a nanotech bio-release that reprograms your DNA and is a binary weapon. And it can target specific genomes. Wow. Amazing. That's what I think sounds like the Stabbies do. So Spectre is real. Spectre exists. Spectre is the elite that we have in the real world.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.